Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The first known case of the Zika virus in the U.S. has been contracted through sex. Until now, it was believed it could only be spread through the bite of the mosquitoes, so sexual contact as a mode of transmission is a potentially alarming development. The health officials in Dallas say two people there have been diagnosed with the Zika virus, including one who was infected through sexual transmission. It's the first such case documented in the United States, and the patient's infection was confirmed by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The two people, one of them was working in one of the countries that Zika has been found, came back, and now his wife came up with the disease. So while he was a little bit sick and had some blood in his semen, she then started to get sick. So now they're starting to worry about the sexual transmission of this virus. The disease, declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization yesterday, has been linked to the surge in the number of babies born with abnormally small heads, and it's a birth defect known as microcephaly, and that was in Brazil. And a rare number of people have come up with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which can cause at least a temporary paralysis. It's an autoimmune condition, but that's very, very rare. Mostly they're seeing flu-like symptoms along with pink eye conjunctivitis, which is probably the least pleasant part of this virus. But the fact is, it's spreading quickly. It's spreading by mosquitoes. If you live in a place where there are no mosquitoes or it's wintertime, yes, you may not be as concerned unless you are with somebody who has been to one of these countries. So you want to look up where the countries have been, where these mosquitoes are present. You want to rethink some of the things that you might be planning. As we come up in our segment coming up here for Healthy Children, we're going to talk about the Zika virus with Dr. Corey Cross and what parents need to know, because this is alarming if you've got a trip to Florida planned, or Jamaica, or Mexico, or the Caribbean, or a cruise. Parents are starting to get very alarmed, and what will it do to their children, and certainly pregnant women and women of childbearing age. So it's definitely something we're keeping a watch on. We will keep a watch on the new sexual transmission of it and whether or not this is something that can spread quickly. As of now, there is no person-to-person infection. It's not like the flu where you walk into a store and if someone has the Zika virus, you're going to get it too by touching the things that they touched. There is no panic yet on any of that kind of thing. But this first case of sexual intercourse transmission has been, you know, located in Dallas. So we're watching that. And now we're talking about blood pressure guidelines. You know, I'm an exercise physiologist and I take blood pressure every single day with my clients. Scientists continue to debate when doctors should prescribe blood pressure medication. So in 2014, a U.S. panel recommended raising the blood pressure rate at which they prescribe treatment from 140 to 150 of systolic. Systolic is that higher number. You know, if you've ever taken your blood pressure, someone's taken it, they give you two numbers, 120 over 80, the systolic. That is the higher rate. That's the rate at which the heart is working the hardest. It's pushing blood into the arteries and out through the system. The diastolic, that's the resting rate. That's when the arteries can relax and blood flows back to the heart to be reoxygenated. So the pumping process, that's that higher systolic number. And really what they're finding out is that people on the precipice, on that borderline, what we used to call 139, 140, have a high risk of stroke. So between 140 and 150, the stroke risk is still high. So now doctors are coming back and saying, really, we want to go back to 140, and that's the safer number to look at. So get your blood pressure numbers known. Keep track of it. Adhere to your medication. Know your numbers. Get some exercise, because that lowers blood pressure for up to 4 hours after one bout. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.